KNW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. After holding talks at the White House, President Trump and French President Emmanuel Macron say there is a path to peace in Ukraine. Ukraine, so far not involved in discussions, is marking 3 years since Russia invaded and dealing with a shift in policy by the U.S. ABC's Patrick Riewel is in Kyiv.
The Ukrainians will have been relieved to hear that there was very little criticism of Ukraine from President Trump. He seems to really dial back his criticisms that he's been making. He said that he's been having good conversations with all sides now, which is a marked change from what he's been saying in the past few days.
Elon Musk's Doge team now telling federal employees to respond to an email by midnight listing what they did last week. But some department heads, including the FBI, telling workers not to respond due to the sensitive nature of their work. Pope Francis remains in a Rome hospital battling pneumonia. The Vatican says the 88-year-old shows signs of improving but is still in critical condition. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm. For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. A snowmobile accident has claimed a life. Brittany Merlot has more.
One person is dead in Vilas County after a snowmobile accident Saturday afternoon. The call came in just before 5 p.m. The Vilas County Sheriff's Office said that the snowmobiler hit a tree along a curve on Trail 15 near Sweet Fern Lane in the town of St. Germain. First responders worked to save the life of the snowmobiler, but they were pronounced dead on the way to the hospital. The person has not been identified, and the accident is still under investigation. And with the warm weather in Wisconsin this week and snowmobile trails already running with minimal snow over the weekend, trails are now closed in many counties, including Marathon, Portage, Taylor, Wood, Lincoln, and Langlade.
Brown, Calumet, Door, Kewaunee, Manitowoc, Oconto, Outagamie, and Winnebago counties have all closed their snowmobile trails as of this morning. This made for a very short snowmobile season between 1 and 2 weeks in many areas. When you fill out your tax forms this year, the Department of Natural Resources is asking you to consider a donation. National Heritage Conservation Bureau Director Drew Feldkirchner says it's a great way to help rare plants, animals, and natural places in Wisconsin. Feldkirchner says each dollar donated is matched by the DNR and used to apply for grants that require match funding. To make a donation, look for Endangered Resources in the donation section of your Wisconsin income tax form. The City of Green Bay proposes to work with Green Bay Area Public School District to turn Elmore and Tank Elementaries into residential housing and to swap land with the school district. The City's Parks Committee may vote on the proposal Wednesday. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to wgbw.fm.
The Bucks winning with backups. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks won at home 120-113 over the Miami Heat. They head to Houston today to play the Rockets tomorrow night. Damian Lillard has been limited with a hamstring injury and marveled how backup guard Kevin Porter Jr. took over the game after being traded here from the Clippers.
I think, first of all, it was fun to watch. I think when you are a star in this league, a lot of times the weight of the game shifting is on you. KP scoring, from being able to see him since he was in high school to college to even, you know, his time in the NBA. I've seen him many times have huge nights.
Kevin Porter Jr., nicknamed Scoot, on what it's been like since he arrived in Milwaukee.
As soon as I came in here, I felt very welcome. And that's big. That's huge. Especially when you got people like Giannis, Dame, Doc, a winning organization, you know, the fan base, you know, how Milwaukee has welcomed me. And it's been beautiful, honestly. So I'm blessed to be where I'm at.
That's Bucks guard Kevin Porter Jr. with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, maybe a stray sprinkle or shower, and a low in the upper 20s. Partly sunny and staying mild for tomorrow, high in the low 40s. A rain snow chance Tuesday night and Wednesday. Temps will stay much above average through the rest of the week. Currently 51 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Marquette University professor and pollster extraordinaire Charles Franklin.
Deporting immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally. 60% support that. But when we ask the same question and just add at the end, including those with jobs and no criminal record, then support drops to just 43%.
Wisconsinites have a sense of fairness.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Trevi Olson joins us.
There's a hockey game tomorrow night between Canada and the U.S. Everywhere up in Canada when they were playing the game, the U.S. was being booed. Imagine how you would feel if your neighbor were constantly saying, I'm taking your backyard. You would find that very serious. That's what's happening around the world. We are going to have no friends, period.
That is
and
so
that
well put.
Matters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, maternal mortality rates are on the rise across the country. Dr. Kristen Lierley is here to explain it all. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 10. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app. This is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. Happy Monday to us all. You can be a big part by joining us on the phone line or the text line, 855-752-4842. Got Jess P.S. working hard on the board, on the sound, on the lines for you. Thank you, Jess. And jazzed as hell later on in this fine program, the 5 o'clock hour, Matt Flynn, former DPW chair and attorney and known commie hater, is going to join me at 5 o'clock. We're going to get caught up on all the goings-on in the world. Our buddy Matt Flynn coming at 5 o'clock. Once again, 855-752-4842. Lots to get to. You know, I'm coming off hot from the Maggie Dawn Show, her fine program preceding this one. We do, in case you missed it, on Mondays. She joins me on Tuesdays for a little overtime with Maggie Dawn. We're going to get to what I wanted to get to, of course, eventually. But I'm kind of spinning out here. We talked about the Nazi salute. This continues to happen, and I got to tell you, I'm just a little. I'm not quite ready to give up on that conversation quite yet.
Then let's keep at it.
Let's do that. Steve Bannon at CPAC over the weekend. Oh, he was a great one. This guy. New York Times. Bannon salute at right wing event sparks outcry, even on French right. A gesture by Steve Bannon at CPAC outside Washington echoed a move by Elon Musk and prompted the president of France's far-right national rally to say it evoked Nazi ideology. Well, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was the Nazi salute.
There's nothing to bring back Nazi ideology like a Nazi salute. I mean, it kind of goes to the whole thing. And, of course, this is off coming off of Elon Musk, as mentioned. How is this acceptable?
It's not.
How is it that we do not hear Senator Ron Johnson from the state of Wisconsin, maybe Scott Fitzgerald, the congressman, maybe Tom Tiffany, the congressman, maybe some of these folks should stand up and push back? This was at CPAC. This is at the conservative conference that the Republicans.
Right. This wasn't in an obscure corner of the conservative world. This was their biggest conference aside from the RNC. Of the year.
The Anti-Defamation League, although they did acknowledge that Elon Musk's motion was a little strange.
An awkward gesture.
Awkward gesture. Thank you, Jess.
Uh-huh.
Not so much on Steve Bannon, saying that he has a history of these kinds of things.
So does Musk, for the record.
For the record. Now, so why is it that this guy gets a pass, a Musk, and Steve Bannon doesn't? That's right. Bannon's the richest man in the world. I'm sorry. Musk is the richest man in the world. Bannon was just pardoned by Donald Trump. Now, both of these cats are close Donald Trump advisors.
Indeed.
Both of these guys. So when you have advisors to the president of the United States in the course of 4 weeks, each of them given a Nazi salute. And you can try to justify it. You can say this or that. I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it. As Maggie Dawn likes to say, if you think this is nothing more than a heartfelt gesture of appreciation, why don't you, you know, give yourself a little social media video of doing that at work.
Yeah, you
give
should,
your
you
boss
should, you should
a heartfelt gesture to your boss.
Especially try it the way that Bannon did, where he didn't even do the thing that Musk did, where the hand to the heart first. Bannon just lifted his arm
straight up.
Right up.
Straight up.
Uh-huh. And I watched that full clip. That's not just a little, oh, it's a freeze frame. No,
no,
it is not.
No, it's not like the Republicans when they throw out, and when Elon Musk did it and everyone freaked out, as rightfully so. The richest man in the world is given Nazi salutes. That should be a little concerning. You know, and if your grandparents are still alive, anyone from the World War II generation, show them that. Ask them what they think that means. Right? As Maggie says, go out to the synagogues and do that outside. See, I mean, you know, just give a heartfelt gesture to your Jewish neighbors. See how they react to that. It's bunk. So I'm not buying it. Anyone shoveling that is part of it. You know, if you got five Nazis sitting at a table and three other people, you got eight Nazis. You know what I'm saying?
If the other ones don't call out the Nazis, yeah, that's a full-on Nazi table.
Call out, man. Be a part. Listen, if you're even adjacent, you know what I mean? If you're Nazi adjacent, if you're Nazi light, you're still Nazi. Tell me what is the peaceful discourse with a Nazi and fascism? Tell me how that happens. Hey, I believe in the freedom of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The Nazi's like, hey, I want to subjugate you to make you do whatever I want, and if I don't like it, I'll kill you. Tell me how those things go together. I'd like to know. I'd like to hear my Republican politician stand up, defend Elon Musk, defend Steve Bannon, or maybe just go around and start doing that yourself. Is that what we're getting to? Because if there's no consequence to it, Steve Bannon, hell, he's still accepted in all your little right-wing circles. The Nazis, man, the neo-Nazis in this country are ecstatic. Hell, the German elections, they're like going, whoa, you know? No. I
mean, right.
Oh, the right-wing, the right, you know, they win in Germany. Well, they're not the Trump right-wingers, right? Those cats didn't win. But, you know, still conservatives, they're like, oh, hell no. But this French right-wing leader backed out of CPAC after they saw Bannon do that. Well, at least that's a reaction. At least it's an acknowledgement of what's going on. When someone gives you a sign that they're a Nazi, why wouldn't you just believe it? What does it take? What else
does it
do
take
you
wearing
need?
Kanye's new merch?
The new merch, yes, I heard.
Yeah, he's expanded the swastika line.
Making money.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all fun and games until they actually start shooting people in the streets. I mean, what are you hoping for? What are you thinking that just toying with the idea of fascism and Nazism is just going to, you know, roll and troll the libs? Well, congratulations, count me fired up. But I don't think that this is kind of a self-owned megas. If you think being a Nazi is cool, I got some news for you that didn't work out too well the last time around. So what do you think is going to be different this time? Because I'm not having it. I'm not buying it. And any of you people that stand with Elon Musk in this regard, or certainly in Steve Bannon, give me a break. You're part of the problem. So if you think this is just a troll, you're wrong. You're part of an ideology that has been the damnation of this world in the last 100 years. And you think this is funny. You think this is good. You think acting this way and performing these gestures is just going to, help your cause? Get the left all riled up? Yeah, riled up. How about the left? You think your grandparents are going to like that? You think the World War II, the greatest generation, are they riled up? You think they want to see that? You think Steve Bannon's parents want to see that? It's disgraceful. Every single one of them. And you sit there, if you're in a room and people start throwing the Sieg Heil and you don't leave, congratulations, you've now been indoctrinated into the Nazi ideology. Well done, everyone. Well done. And don't be bringing that stuff down our street, man. Nazis not welcome here. 855-752-4842-855-757. Thank you for that. That felt good.
Yeah, sounded good. That was nice.
Whew. All right. So, what? No, the good news of you know, the Nazism was really efficient. You know, Mussolini kept the trains on time. So they claim. So the very efficient Nazis, like Elon Musk, well, they got a plan. And they're part of Doge, and they got all sorts of things. And they got, and you, if you don't respond by email, well, they're gonna be very mad at you. And they're finding hundreds of billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars of fraud. Of course, no fraud has been prosecuted yet. There's been there's been no grand juries that I'm aware of. No one's been arrested for this quote unquote fraud. But as it would have it, Elon Musk is getting into Wisconsin, into our Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Indeed.
And they're spending lots of money, man. They got like $1 million for get out the vote, more money for the actual ads. Oh, yeah, the actual ads.
The actual ads. Those are starting to roll out.
Are they, though?
They are.
There's ads out there.
There's ads out.
As Daniel Bice writes at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Elon Musk Group post photo of wrong Susan Crawford in digital ad.
How efficient of them.
I mean, come on. You know, all middle-aged white women look the same, I guess. In one of the first attack ads launched by Elon Musk's back group in the hotly contested Supreme Court race, has landed with a resounding thud. That's because the ad that Building America's Future is currently running on social media doesn't feature Susan M. Crawford, the liberal Dane County judge running for the high court against conservative Brad Schimmel. Rather, the digital ad has a large photo of Susan P. Crawford, a law school professor at Harvard University. It appears Building America's Future lifted her picture from her Wikipedia profile. I mean, there's nothing like efficiency when you don't do any due diligence. Of course you can save time. Susan Crawford's wrong for Wisconsin, the ad says. But Daniel Bice questions, okay, but which Crawford? Perhaps more accurately, it should read, wrong Susan Crawford for Wisconsin. You know, Bice, sometimes, all right, man. The two women look alike to some degree. They're both middle-aged women with brown hair. One was born in 1963 and the other 2 years later. But that's no excuse for this rookie mistake by the out-of-state political nonprofit, which is currently spending more than $1.5 million in TV ads in Wisconsin. Funded by a dozen individuals and corporate backers, the group has spent more than $100 million on races around the country over the last 4 years. The wrong Susan Crawford. Not Susan M. Crawford. This is the Susan P. Crawford. And of course, the first thing that came to my mind, you folks remember that the governor, Scott Walker, that used to be here in the state of Wisconsin?
I do.
Well, there was reporting out that he had a love baby, child in college, and that he had actually dropped out of college and went to work, perhaps for the benefits. You know, he had a new baby.
I remember
now.
The dropping out of college bit.
Anyway, he I believe that he addressed it at some point. He was like, oh, no. Hey, look, the other day, I'm Scott K. Walker. That was Scott P. Walker. You can't make this stuff up. So the Susan P. Crawford, that's the one from Harvard, not the Susan M. Crawford. So Elon Musk and his organization spending all this money. And you wonder why I give these people no credit and think they're a bunch of hacks, because they can't even get this right. If you can't even get the object of your political ire in your ad proper, what makes you think I have any confidence in you that you're going to find waste, fraud, and abuse in any department, in anything, anywhere? Oh, yeah, send out an email. Hey, tell me what you did last week, and if you don't by today, you're going to get fired. Well, that was rescinded today. Come back with us, 855-752-4842.
Some of the things that I say will be incorrect.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Wisconsin's next major election is already here. The race for state Supreme Court is ramping up with just a few weeks to go before the April 1st general election. Much like the race 2 years ago, this will determine the balance of power on the court. If Susan Crawford wins, the court remains in liberal control. If Brad Schimmel wins, the court flips back to a right-wing majority. But there are a number of differing dynamics from the race in 2023. That race, won by Janet Protasiewicz, was the culmination of a years-long effort for liberals to win control of the court. Now they're playing defense to keep that majority. This also begins a run of 6 years in a row with a race for Wisconsin Supreme Court on the spring election ballot. Because of which justices will be up in coming years, if Crawford wins this year, the court will likely remain in liberal control until at least 2028. Find more bigger picture analysis of the race in my latest column at the Recombobulation Area.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Matt Nair on air.
Oh, Randy Manner is here.
What can you do about this? Focus on what you can impact. Find the courage to speak up to your elected official. If you are silent, then your elected official at the local, state, or federal level will think you completely agree with whatever it is you're doing.
Silence equals acceptance.
Correct.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show. Happy Monday to us all. Another big week coming up. We appreciate you tuning in. You could be a part, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. I see you folks lining up. Be patient. I promise we'll get to you. We need to kind of tie these things together. You know, we started with the Nazi salutes of Steve Bannon and Elon Musk. Of course, Elon Musk is rich, so he knows everything. So he's got a crew putting a bunch of money, $100 million over the last 4 years, $1.5 million in ads, plus another here in Wisconsin for the Wisconsin Supreme Court race, plus another $1 million for the Get Out the Vote. But my understanding is some of the smarmy folks were walking around here recently, according to our callers. But little concern, perhaps, as, again, the Milwaukee Journal reports, Milwaukee VA employees grapple with confusion over Elon Musk directive. What? Natalie Ilbert, Mary Spacuza, Lawrence Andrea reporting at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Employees at the Zablocki VA Medical Center in Milwaukee have been told to comply with Elon Musk's demand to explain what they did last week or risk losing their jobs. What did you do last week, Jez? Right. You know, I swear to God, if it weren't for the fact that this thing's recorded and put out there, I have a terrible memory.
Do you?
It's all the resin, you know? I mean, I know I worked. You know, I got paid. I mean, I got stuff done. If I got to go back and, like, list it for you now. Mm-hmm. I mean, how about just look at the work that was done? And,
right.
You know, I mean, look at that. Look at that part. Instead of make me, articulate. And what? So millions of people are going to email Elon Musk back and he's going to read it? You know what I mean?
No, his 19-year-olds are going to read it.
I mean, come on, man. You ever see, like, teachers grading? You know when the end of the semester is, everyone's taking their tests home and grading. Come on.
Uh-huh. I've done that work.
You know what I'm saying? General Sentinel, the reporting continues. The email from the U.S. Office of Personnel Management asks, "What did you do last week?" in the subject line. I mean, that's creepy. I know what you did last summer. What did you do last week? It instructed employees to include 5 key accomplishments from the last week, not to include classified information, links, or attachment, and copy their supervisor on the reply email. I mean, wow, that seems really efficient. Not only are you getting millions of people this asinine request from someone who wasn't elected and doesn't have authority over them, to respond not only back to them, but also tie your boss in. Now, Musk, who oversees the Doge, you know, there is efficiency in that name. I don't think they know what that means. Posted shortly after on X that failure to respond to the email would be interpreted as a resignation. The deadline to respond was Monday at 10:59 p.m. Central. So, what? Midnight. So the initial email from the U.S. Office of Personnel Mail, the OPM, and then Musk follows it up with a, if you don't respond, you're going to get fired, tweet. Is that official? I mean, does that count? I mean, I don't know.
I don't even know, man.
I don't even know. Who's my boss? Who do I report to?
Who's running this place?
Did you get the memo? You know, the TPS report. By the time the employees got to their computers Monday morning, another handful of emails were waiting for them, attempting to clarify the ominous message from the OPM. Oh, really? Lori Vail, acting director of the VA Milwaukee Healthcare, attempted to assure employees not to worry, saying, quote, "We do amazing work each and every day, so please take this opportunity to share how you personally support Zablocki's mission in providing exceptional care for our veterans." By Monday morning, she clarified her initial email. "While all employees are encouraged to respond, you are not required to. While there are media reports that failure to respond to the email will have consequences, we've received no such guidance or indication of any consequences or adverse action from the VA or VHA or through any official correspondence for those who do not respond to the email." Wow, so Vail, she had to write a couple of emails. So it looks like she spent most of her morning trying to clean up Elon Musk, the unelected billionaire bureaucrat, DEI hire? I'm not sure what we would say that. To clean this up for here locally at the VA.
My goodness, that's efficient.
I mean, like, she had nothing else to do.
Absolutely.
They're fully staffed, got lots, all the money that they needed. There's no problems whatsoever. So now they're going to respond to the guy who did a Nazi salute last month because he wants to know what you did last week. Yes, she clarified her initial email. So finally, yes, at the Washington Post. Trump administration tells agencies they can ignore Musk order on email reply. The OPM told HR officials that employees wouldn't be let go for not replying to an email what they did last week. I mean, you got to be freaking kidding me. You're bouncing from one foot to the other. You got absolutely nothing done. Nothing done. How many hours of millions of people have they spent, I don't know, an hour or two, then they talk back and forth, and people talk about it at the water cooler. Mm-hmm. I heard people talk about it at work today. Mm-hmm. It sucks up time, sucks up energy, sucks up the room, and no one's getting anything done if you're reporting on what you did last week to someone who doesn't have the authority to even ask.
Millions and millions of hours wasted.
Wasted. Come on, people, are you kidding me? I mean, this is Bush League stuff. For real, man. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Let's get to our audience. Thank you for playing. Ollie from the Northwoods, you are up. Welcome, Ollie. Happy Monday. What do you got for us?
Well, instead of wasting all that money, they just need to be making T-shirts for all the government employees that says, number one, I managed not to wet my pants laughing when I read your threat. Number two, I told my union rep and everyone I could about your letter. Number three, I looked for and found a good lawyer. Number four, I met with said lawyer and made a plan. Number five, I had a long talk with my wife and children on what is happening because of Donald Trump and Elon Musk. What is happening to this country?
What is happening to? I like the T-shirt idea, Ollie. Thank you so much for sharing. What is happening? I mean, you know, people are pushing back. I'm not going to say resist, whatever. But this is, of course, asinine. And it is amateur hour. It's Bush League. You got the inmates running the asylum, like literally. You know what I mean? I mean, come on. And then so you have millions of people, all this lost, wasted man work hours, woman hours. Labor hours wasted, gone, never to get them back, never. And this keeps going on, and you're wasting time, and you're wasting money. So don't talk to me about the $55 billion. Oh, was it $55 billion? You know, the receipts page from Elon Musk says $55 billion. Donald Trump talks about hundreds and hundreds of billions. But according to the Washington Post, according to the New York Times, according to Politico, some of those numbers are very much off. Again, Bush League, folks. Hey, we're the professionals here. I'm on the radio. It means I can do anything. Come back with us. 855-752-4842. More of your calls.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
You can always continue the conversation on social media.
Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Sunday was the final day in the 16-day-long sturgeon spearing season in the Lake Winnebago system. The Wisconsin DNR says 943 prehistoric fish were harvested this year. That doubled last year's harvest, even with poor water clarity issues. Harvest caps were not reached during the season. The 90 to 99% harvest trigger on the upriver lakes was hit, but that was late Sunday afternoon. The DNR adds that 63 fish weighing over 100 pounds were harvested this season. With the last-minute blessing of really good weather, tens of thousands of people gathered in northwest Wisconsin over the weekend for this year's American Birkenbeiner Ski Festival. Organizers say last-minute snowfall allowed them to race the entire Cable to Hayward course this year after being forced to create a looped course last year due to inadequate snowfall. In addition to being a local favorite event for decades, the annual race has been a major economic boost for the region. Officials say it brings in about $25 million of economic impact to northwest Wisconsin. Although cannabis isn't yet legal in Wisconsin, classes on the cannabis industry are being offered at one UW campus. UW-Platteville began online cannabis education certificate programs this semester. The classes are presented through a partnership with the national cannabis curriculum provider Green Flower. The lessons touch on such topics as the business of cannabis, cannabis healthcare and medicine, and how to grow the plant commercially. Students can gain experience in pot growing by practicing with hemp or similar plants. Green Flower says demand for the courses is high at the 60 schools nationwide offering them. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. More odd yet not surprising news from the Kanye West camp. The New York Post reports that those close to Kanye say he is inhaling nitrous oxide, or laughing gas. Love that stuff. The Post reports that the drug was a major issue between West and recently estranged wife Bianca Censori. According to the Post, West reps are blaming his dentist, Thomas Connolly, for getting him hooked on nitrous again because it messes up his memory, adding that Connolly wants to steal millions of dollars from the rapper. How much cash does Kanye carry on him when he goes to the dentist? Yeah, I'm talking to you. One of the most famous scenes from the film Taxi Driver was Robert De Niro's character, Travis Bickle, asking that very question. De Niro recently appeared on Live with Mark and Kelly and said the whole scene was improvised. Bobby D was nominated for an Oscar for the role. Plans for a sequel to Taxi Driver were ultimately scrapped in 2013 because Martin Scorsese was unhappy with the script. Apparently, there were not enough ad-libs in the world to save it. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, maybe a stray sprinkle or shower, and a low in the upper 20s. Partly sunny and staying mild for tomorrow, high in the low 40s. A rain snow chance Tuesday night and Wednesday. Temps will stay much above average through the rest of the week. Currently 51 degrees.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be tricky. So here at WGBW, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WGBW.fm and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you got an event to share, hit us up by emailing info at WGBW.fm. We can work together to have real news and great conversation while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
The Todd Alba Show.
Elon Musk putting in so much money that it drowns out other people's voices to decide who our next Supreme Court justice is. Whether or not you're going to vote Republican or Democrat or Schimmel or Crawford, your voice is getting drowned out by Elon Musk, a guy who has no business in Wisconsin. And you don't think that Brad Schimmel is going to be in Elon Musk's pocket? It's going to affect us in Wisconsin.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome RogerEbert.com film critic Mariah Gates for some Oscar talk, and entrepreneur Chad Franker joins the show to talk about a new program to combat loneliness.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, Jess PS, spinning the hits. Thank you. In honor of the new Hardcore Superstar t-shirt I got going out. It is not last call, folks. We're taking this party at least till 6 o'clock. And at 5 o'clock, we got Matt Flynn. He's the former chair of the DPW, an attorney and a friend of ours. He's going to join us at 5 o'clock. We'll get to the lines and the texters as well, 855-752-4842. Some Republicans apparently doing their town halls. They're getting a little grief. I saw Congressman Glenn, don't call him Grothman, Grothman, get booed on the way in, which is certainly appropriate. One of the texters, and normally our callers get priority because that's how we do it here, but I want to acknowledge Kimber here from Muscadet. Have I told you and just lately how much I love you two? Aw, damned chef's kiss medicine I didn't know I needed today. Thank you. Kimber, you're welcome. Thank you for being a part. Thank you for contributing and letting us know where you're at today. Yeah, interesting days for sure. But you know what? We're going to get through it together. 855-752-4842. Let's get back to the actual phone lines. Wistful Paul, you are up. Happy Monday, Paulie. Hey, man, tough Wisconsin game this weekend. How you doing? Where's Wisco? We got Wisco. Hello, Paulie. I mean, I think I hear him, but all right. Sit tight. We'll confirm you. Jack from the Mac, you will be next. Welcome, sir. What do you got?
Two things. First of all, the whole purpose of this thing is chaos, and it's to try and distract everybody from little things that the Republicans are doing, like giving away another few trillion dollars to billionaires.
Yep.
You know, that's really what this kind of thing where Musk is, you know, is threatening to fire people. You know, I don't think he's got any kind of legal rights to do that. But the second thing I wanted to say is this, and this is something that not everybody apparently realizes. Musk is not just an American citizen. He's a citizen of Canada, and he's a citizen of South Africa as well. And I'm sure that when he was in South Africa, he had to, you know, at some point in his life, made a pledge of allegiance to that country. Right. And I'm sure in order to become a Canadian citizen, he made a pledge of allegiance to that country. And of course, in order to become an American citizen, you pretty much have to do that to the U.S.
Yes.
Now, who does he really have allegiance to? And, oh, yeah, then... that's one of the things. Of course, there's the obvious stuff, which you've already covered. You know, no real job description, no vetting, no appointment process, no confirmation hearing, no security clearance that I know of. Oh, yes. And then he hires a half a dozen hackers. And these are kids. And you know what hackers really have a lot of fun doing? They have fun going into various very important websites, like perhaps the IRS or the Social Security, and creating chaos. Why would you want? How can anybody think this is okay?
I mean, Jack, man, I hear you, brother. You're preaching to the choir here, man. Mega, what are you doing? What do you think about that, Jack? You make a great point. Listen, I had a buddy of mine, Canadian Rob. He got his citizenship, became American Bob. We kind of go for Rob. Still Rob, but went to the ceremony. This, you know, puts his hand up, swears allegiance to this country. Yeah, you got to do it. I mean, where does Elon Musk? Does his allegiance lie? Well, in the pocketbook, baby. We know that. Now, the other question, where does Donald Trump's allegiance lie? Yeah, that's a harder question. Certainly, Trump wants to get paid, but the way he's, you know, governing, the way he is appending the world order that's existed since World War II, one could question what his allegiance may be. Jack, thank you for that. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Tom says, Republicans, House and Senate, get your asses in gear and stand up and resist the orange menace. Yeah, man. Resist the orange menace. And to what end? I mean, if chaos is the deal, that's the product, right? And they're doing it. I mean, congratulations. You're wasting everyone's time. No, time is money, but you know, you can go back and worry about your waste, fraud, and abuse without any fraud, because there's been no prosecutions, there's been no indictments, there are no grand juries. There's nothing to suggest that there's actually that kind of fraud going on. And you talk about the missed payments and payments outside of for Social Security, for example. You're talking maybe what, $50 billion out of $1.5 trillion? I mean, the rounding errors, I know it's a lot of money. But usually they're regarding what, misstatements and missing documentation. Millions of dead people are not getting checks. I mean, so these things have been addressed. Now, whether or not you want to believe them, that's entirely up to you. You know, you can make your own judgments on that. And then I'll judge you by how you make your judgments. That's how we do it around here. And if you're supporting the Nazi, Sieg Heiling, lying POS, oh, $8 billion is really $8 million at all. You know, Susan M. Crawford, or was that Susan P. Crawford? They don't even know who the hell they're running against in this state. It is asinine. It's Bush League. It's amateur. And if it is chaos, and that is the product, let's assume we have the chaos. To what end? To what end? I mean, Republicans, what are you getting out of this? Do you actually think that Elon Musk and his, you know, band of merry men, 18 years old with weird names and maybe hacking into things, 19 years old, they're going to produce for you something that's going to, what, help you get elected, serve the people, we the people, give a stimulus check back to the people? I mean, what is your end goal here? I mean, chaos is the product. What are we doing with the product? It's like step one, step two, step three. Ever see the underwear gnomes from South Park? So the gnomes in South Park, they sneak into people's bedrooms and they steal the underwear. And so the South Park gang, they find out and they start following the gnomes around.
Uh-huh.
And they wondered. And they found them their little fort, and they're all singing and dancing, collecting all the underwear.
Yeah.
And they're like, why are you doing this? Well, they're like, hey, we're doing this. First, we collect the underwear.
Uh-huh.
And then there's step two, and then step three is profit. What's step two? Hey, what's step two? They don't know what step two is. Mm-hmm. Step one is collect the underwear. Step three is profit. What's step two? So step one is create chaos. And step two, I don't know. And step three is what? A dividend for the American people? A lowering of our national debt or annual deficit? A realigning of priorities? Well, isn't that what the Congress is supposed to do? Isn't that what you're going through right now? Republicans in the Senate passed out their little bitty bill instead of the one big, beautiful bill. And then Republicans in the House are trying to get their ducks in order. You know what we're not doing is talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we could be facing a government shutdown here in a couple of weeks.
Indeed.
You know, in the meantime, we're jumping from one foot to the other going, what the hell is this going on? What is happening? Why is this? And oh, yeah, by the way, then we got what? Trump on the national stage trying to strong arm and Ukraine into, you know, tapping into their minerals. Is that how we do it now? We're just going to start, you know.
We just extort the countries. We're not committed to the ideals of democracy and the will of the people around the world. It's what can we get out of it?
It's a nice country. It'd be a shame if you lost it. Uh-huh. I mean, again, if you look at this administration and the mentality, of course it's gangster. I mean, come on, man. Cash Patel's name was like governing gangster or something like that. I mean, he literally Cash Money Patel. You know what I mean? He put it in the book, man.
Uh-huh.
I mean, so if you look at what they are doing in the context of, okay, create chaos. Now, to what end? Again, we can talk about that, and we'll put that aside for now. The grift, the cash money, 855-752-4842. I digress. I do want to get to some of the local here, because some folks are heading out to these town halls. And the polling would suggest that Donald Trump has what, the worst polling of any modern presidency at this stage in their presidency? I mean, going off the top of my head, thought I read something like that.
Sure. His, quote, honeymoon period tanked astronomically fast.
Honeymoon.
I mean, most presidents have this period of a couple of weeks to a couple months at the start of their administration where they have the ceiling to their favorability ratings, where they get their best out of the American people, where the American people look at them and go, yeah, I'm still good with what they're doing. Uh-huh. I'm optimistic about all of this. It all goes down from there.
And he's starting out at a low mark right now. So who knows where that ends up. But it is, and we do have some Pew Research out there I want to get to today as well. I just pulled up realclearpolling.com. Rasmussen has Trump at 50, disapprove 48, so that's plus 2. Now that's Rasmussen. That's generally a conservative Trump kind of leaning poll. The Harvard Harris has Trump approving by 9, 52-43. Congressional job approval, wow, up to 36%.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it's really gone up there.
Now, I mean, it's in the double digits. So. Right.
Again, and that will perhaps change. So if I don't ask this like rhetorically, I'm like seriously, what is the point here? What is the point? The chaos, you're gonna save some money, but the stuff they're putting out there isn't accurate, isn't trustworthy. You're going to fire a bunch of folks. Well, that's going to, you know, increase obviously unemployment. That's going to, you know, have an impact on the economy. And if you look at like the farm bill and start cutting the egg and the farmers that use their the government buys, you know, the farmers' goods for the USAID and no more USAID. Well, who's buying those goods? Are these things going to rot in the field? What happens to the prices? What happens, to the farmers? There's lots of concerns. So yeah, there's no wonder why when Republican Glenn Grothman in Oshkosh in Wisconsin goes to a town hall, he gets booed on the way in, and it's literally standing room only. It's great to see that kind of engagement. I mean, really, really, that is good. Let's continue that. Because when we don't pay attention, when we let someone else decide, and you know what, half of us don't bother to vote, this is what we get. And so it's up to us to change the direction, to steer the ship as best we can, when we can, however we can. And one of those ways is by never, ever, ever accepting a Nazi salute.
Ever.
Ever. 855-752-4842. Kurt from Madison, you're next. Welcome. What do you got, Kurt?
Well, good afternoon. As I wait on hold listening to your show, I'm slicing potatoes from scalloped potatoes and ham with a very expensive, extremely sharp Japanese knife.
Ooh.
And I came to a halt because I realized as I continue to listen, more the probability of cutting my fingers off.
Watch those fingies,
yeah,
Kurt.
Yeah, man, you need that thumb, man.
Holy cow. Anyway, I get all my care through the VA. I've had my health care covered privately and via the VA, and I recently had a medical procedure at the Milwaukee VA. And let me tell you that the moment you walk through the door, you go into the hallway, you're met by someone, they ask you for your last letters, your name and your number, then you move in, you go to the elevator, you go to the department, they ask you a bunch of questions. It's a machine. It's moving very smoothly. Everybody knows exactly what expected of them, what they need to do. And the very last thing I need, the very last thing, given I'm having surgery, is have them wondering in the back of their head, I wonder if I should list this on the top 5 things I did this week.
Right. Yeah, that's the scary thought.
Can we get any more juvenile than this?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Oh, yep. The answer is yes. Okay. Well.
I don't know, Kurt, and thank you for the call. We're going to come to a hard break here. It is juvenile. It's hard to comprehend. You know, if you're in school and you have like a computer program, you got to, you know, create a widget and run a business, you know, or something. Yeah, I don't know. It just seems like these are just such amateur decision making and off the cuff, from the hip, and with no upside of gaining efficiency, rooting out fraud, waste or abuse, et cetera, literally wasting people's time, wasting our taxpayer dollars by wasting people's time. Elon Musk, Donald Trump, Steve Bannon. You know, two of those three have been videoed publicly giving the Nazi salute. We haven't seen Trump do it yet, but, you know, Bannon and Musk are Trump's top advisors, so. You know, consider the source. You are who you hang with, right? And you're hanging with Dom and Jess, PS on the board. Coming back with some of your calls, 855-752-4842. And don't forget our pal Matt Flynn coming at the top of the hour. Stick around.
From De Pere to Suamico, 97.9 WGBW. ready.
While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Top craft pick creators include Kerrigan Brothers Winery in Kaukauna, Stillmank Brewing Company in Green Bay, Old Station 31 Spirits in Dale, and Old Bavarian Brewing Company in Appleton. Vote for your favorite now by logging on WGBW.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick. When you vote, you'll enter a random drawing to win $250 in gift cards from participating craft creators. Don't wait. Voting ends Friday, April 18th. Log on WGBW.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick and vote right now. Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick, drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers.
Looking at the road that was laid before me,
from civil rights to business,
food and like food trucks is just like a cool atmosphere.
Science to music.
Speaking of which, this is where I spit. Express sentiment, a lot of cats on here.
I'm Terry Barr, inviting you to join us right here for inspiring stories all month long.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
The reason why, oh, I can say, I have to let you go, baby, and right away.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Just PS working the board. You folks are on the lines, on the phones. We'll get to you briefly. Just want to throw this one out there for your consideration. This is from WPR. Glenn Grothman faces hostile crowd at Oshkosh Town Hall meeting. They got a whole picture, man. This place is pretty jammed up. People booed and jeered at U.S. Rep. Glenn Grothman. Don't call him Grothman. As he walked into the Algoma Town Hall just outside of Oshkosh Friday morning. Republican Congressman from Glenn Beulah was there for a town hall meeting with around 100 constituents. After the building hit full capacity, around 50 more stood outside. All right. He started by commenting on Trump's executive orders since taking office a month ago. Quote, "This is moving very quickly compared to other administrations, and I think across the board, he's done some very good things." Boos and shouts erupted around the room when Grothman praised orders ending birthright citizenship unconstitutional and diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. The crowd only got louder. Grothman updated constituents on three of his goals in the current legislative session. One, he said, was welfare reform. There's a lot of problems with regard to welfare. One of them, of course, is it discourages people from working. Several people shouted, "No!" Of course, that's a joke. It's not true. I mean,
it's not a joke. He did say that.
It is. Yes, correct. Thank you. He's not saying it as a joke. He believes that to be true. But that's not the case. In fact, many people who use the safety net system are, in fact, working. What we have here is a problem, as we've talked about on this fine program in the past, is if you're working full time and you still need social safety net, maybe we're not getting paid enough.
Maybe. You
know, I'm just saying.
Maybe.
Grothman added that he's working on a grant program that would teach people to use EpiPens.
Okay.
Well, that's going to cost money.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what? That's going to save people's, lives.
Definitely, let's do it. It would be great if every person knew how to use an EpiPen, where to inject it, when it would be necessary, and what to do immediately afterwards. The answer is not, by the way, leave them alone. It's call 911.
Oh, really?
Yes. That's not the end of the solution. You know, After you administer an EpiPen, you call 911 immediately.
My only reference is Pulp Fiction. All right, so apparently I need a grant program to teach me how to use an EpiPen. And finally, he proposed decreasing GI benefits and letting veterans use them on down payments for houses. Proposed decreasing GI benefits. There you go.
Yeah. Sure, that'll be wildly popular.
One woman asked a Grothman if he would oppose the House's upcoming government funding bill if it includes cuts to Social Security and Medicaid. His answer, certainly if Social Security is cut and Medicaid, we'll have to see. So he would oppose it. Again, this is what he's saying today, that he would oppose the government funding bill coming out of the House if Social Security is cut. Medicaid, quote unquote, We'll have to see. In response to a different question, Grothman said cutting Medicaid funding would, quote, be a mistake. So he's kind of bouncing around there a little bit. Another woman asks Congressman Grothman how he feels about the power of Elon Musk, the billionaire heading Donald Trump's cost-cutting Department of Government Efficiency. And let's reinforce this again. There is no department. It does not exist.
Correct.
There is not a department. It is a thing made up in his mind.
And it's certainly not efficient.
Answer my emails. Don't answer my emails at work. Do it on your own time. He does not have the ability to do any actions on his own, Grothman said. We did not elect him, a man shouted. As the town hall reached its scheduled end, more constituents shouted questions about Musk's access to taxpayer data and yelled, "Don't lie to us," at Grothman. Don't lie to us, man. The small town hall was at capacity for Grothman's visit. Several dozen people were turned away at the door. All right. Well, thank you, folks, for getting out there and wanting to see your congressman. I encourage you to continually do that. And I'd love to know what Glenn thinks about the Nazi salute as well. It's a total rage in MAGA these days.
It certainly is.
Are you down? 855-752-4842. Mark from the SEC, you are next. Welcome, sir. What do you got for us?
Yeah, I see one of the sterling characters that Musk has got is his big balls boy. Is actually, I guess at 19, he was working for some cyber firm as an intern. He was actually giving information to a rival firm, so he got fired for that. I mean, and so this is the guy you're going to trust with any data at all, period?
No doubt, man.
I read that independent, and the guy's grandfather was actually a KGB agent from the good old USSR.
All right. Well, I mean, it all comes back around then. Thank you so much, Mark, 855-752-4842. Stick around. We're going to have our next guest, Matt Flynn. He's the former director of the Democratic Party state of Wisconsin. He's former chair there. He's an attorney, former attorney. He's old. He's retired now. Former show host, a fan favorite and friend of ours. He's going to come out. We're going to talk a little bit more about the fascism and perhaps the elections in Germany, the foreign policy being implemented by Donald Trump right now. And of course, later, New York Times is reporting, folks, you can feel safe at home at night. Right-wing commentator named FBI deputy director, the choice of Dan Bongino, I think I'm saying that right. Dan Bongino is a radical departure from the Bureau's history of having a veteran agent serve in a key role that oversees operations. Yeah, man. You know, the podcaster, you know, the talking head. You know, if you're on the radio, you are qualified to do anything.
That's great for my future prospects.
It is. You know, folks, I'm just telling you, it's going to be great. And pretty soon I'll be there sitting there. Hey, did you listen to the Dom Salvia show last night? Respond or you might get fired. Hey, come back with us. Matt Flynn going to join us. Plus, we'll take your calls as well. What's going on in the media? There's turnover, man. Lots of things happening at NBC, at MSNBC as well. Stick around. 855-752-4842.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Our old friend Luke Mathers is back for a Tuesday tangent with Lukester. We'll find out what's grinding his gears and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Re-
reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The UN General Assembly passed a resolution on the third anniversary of Russia's invasion in Ukraine, one calling for an end to the war and another rejecting a U.S. draft that doesn't mention Moscow's aggression. The U.S. voted with Russia against the Europe-backed Ukrainian resolution. President Trump's shift in policy on display during talks at the White House with French President Emmanuel Macron. ABC's Selena Wang has more.
He said he believes this war could come to an end in a matter of weeks. He also said that he would make a trip to Moscow when the timing is right. Now, if that happens, that would be absolutely remarkable, as we've seen Trump really stop trying to isolate Putin both diplomatically and economically.
The Vatican says Pope Francis is showing some improvement as he battles.